When you think about researching the ocean, your mind probably doesn't immediately jump to stuff orbiting the Earth. But here's something interesting.
A lot of people don't realize that you can actually see marine organisms from space.
That's Mike Barenfeld. He's a professor at Oregon State University and one of several scientists involved in an experiment called SABR, or Ship Aircraft Bio-Optical Research.
What we're detecting is the color and the brightness of the ocean, and that tells us about what are called the marine plankton. And this includes bacteria, the microscopic plants, which we call phytoplankton. And all of these organisms are really important for the healthy functioning of the Earth.
Barenfeld says that's because phytoplankton off the coast of Connecticut and other Atlantic states are the base of the marine food chain. And he says SABR will pilot new technology on airplanes that could one day help scientists get a better look at the ocean from orbit.
We're testing technologies that essentially provide a new set of glasses. And these glasses help us see better through the atmosphere to the oceans. They allow us to see deeper into the water column so we can see the plankton that are down below. And we're also trying to separate out the different types of plankton from one another.
In Long Island Sound, phytoplankton blooms fueled by nitrogen pollution have contributed to so-called hypoxia dead zones, which make it hard for marine life to survive. NASA is hopeful the SABR experiment will ultimately allow scientists to improve satellite-based estimates of how much atmospheric carbon dioxide is absorbed by the ocean. Researchers from the University of Rhode Island aboard the vessel Endeavour will be contributing to the study. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.